The Planck clusters in the LOFAR sky. LOTSSDR2, New Detections and Sample Overview, by Boteon et al. Relativistic electrons and magnetic fields permeate the intracluster medium, ICM, and manifest themselves as the few sources of synchrotron emission observable at radio wavelengths, namely radio halos and radio relics. Although there is broad consensus that the formation of these sources is connected to turbulence and shocks in the ICM, the details of the required particle acceleration, the strength and morphology of the magnetic field in the cluster volume, and the influence of other sources of high-energy particles are poorly known. Sufficiently large samples of radio halos and relics, which would allow us to examine the variation among the source population and pinpoint their commonalities and differences, are still missing. At present, large numbers of these sources are easiest to detect at low radio frequencies, where they shine brightly. We examined the low-frequency radio emission from all 309 clusters in the second catalogue of Planck-Saniev-Zeldovich detected sources that lie within the 5,634 deg squared covered by the second data release of the LOFAR 2-meter sky survey, LOTSS Doctor 2. We produced LOFAR images at different resolutions, with and without discrete sources subtracted, and created overlays with optical and X-ray images before classifying the diffuse sources in the ICM, guided by a decision tree. Overall, we found 83 clusters that host a radio halo and 26 that host one or more radio relics, including candidates. About half of them are new discoveries. The detection rate of clusters hosting a radio halo and one or more relics in our sample is 30 plus or minus 11. This was the Planck clusters in the LOFAR sky. LOTSSDR2, New Detections and Sample Overview, by Boteon et al.